If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Virus cases spike.
We are seeing what we were concerned about happening now.
Party's over in some beach town.
Clearly, we've had an outbreak among bars, restaurants.
New York City cuts police money.
It's time to do the work of reform.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 45,000 new coronavirus cases in the U.S. yesterday, a near record increase. 1,200 more deaths. States are scrambling to respond to the sharp rise in the South and West. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in hard-hit Texas.
Dr. Faisal Masood is the critical care director at Houston Methodist Hospital. He's asking Texans to wear masks to help bring down the curve to where it was in May.
My frustration is that we did it. Why do we take everything for granted? Please, we got to stop this thing now.
Houston area ICUs are at 93% capacity. Statewide, hospitalizations are up 332% since Memorial Day. More than 6,500 Texans are now hospitalized with coronavirus, an all-time high. And demand for tests is outstripping supply at several sites. Texas is one of at least 18 states that have either paused or rolled back reopenings due to the coronavirus. So has California, where new cases rose close to 70,000 in the last 2 weeks, a 42% increase.
The numbers are rising fast in Florida, too. CBS's David Begno is at a Miami Beach virus testing site.
On June the 1st, the Florida Health Department reported just under 28,000 new tests in a single day. Only 2.8% came back positive. Compare that to just yesterday. After the state processed more than 43,000 new tests in one day, more than 14%. Came back positive. The governor, who still refuses to require people statewide to wear masks, he said yesterday, hey, listen, we're not going backwards. I'm not closing things again because I don't think open businesses are to blame for the spike in cases. But here in Miami-Dade County, which is the most populated county in the state, the mayor actually did take a step back. In fact, yesterday he said, listen, I'm going to order all businesses that seat eight or more people, restaurants that seat eight or more, to close.
Delaware's beaches will be open for the 4th of July weekend, but Governor John Carney has closed beach town bars.
Too many people have sacrificed too much for us to see another really dramatic uptick.
Beaches in New York City are open today for swimming. Now to New Orleans, WWL Radio's Dave Cohen tells us there's a push to enforce mask wearing.
Everyone needs to follow the rules.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says that includes the big box stores.
Walmart in New Orleans East, they know, they've heard from me, unacceptable.
She says Walmart employees and patrons must wear masks.
They can't get it together, then we'll have to close that store, unfortunately.
And Cantrell says individuals who don't wear their masks could find themselves cleaning up trash.
In lieu of fines or fees, implementing community service, litter abatement.
Airlines in a battle for survival want people to travel again. But CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us they're facing stiff headwinds.
One travel analyst tells CBS News he's starting to hear from carriers that trip takers are paying close attention to the surging COVID cases, and that's prompting a drop in reservations. Other flyers are opting to change their destination to the dwindling list of states not seeing a COVID spike.
The Senate has passed a temporary extension of the Paycheck Protection Program that's designed to help small businesses navigate the pandemic. Florida has extended a moratorium on most evictions. Many big cities are facing a new money crunch, along with pressure to cut funding for police departments in the uproar over the George Floyd killing. New York City lawmakers have cut $1 billion from the NYPD. Mayor Bill de Blasio says it'll be money spent elsewhere.
We're going to ensure summer programming for over 100,000 New York City young people. Another 116 million will go to education. Another 134 million will go to social services.
In Atlanta, a former cop has been freed on bond as he awaits trial in last month's shooting death of Rayshard Brooks at a fast food drive-thru. Brooks's wife argued against it in a court session.
I feel like he had complete disregard for my husband's life.
Mississippi's governor has signed the bill into law that will change the state flag to remove the Confederate battle emblem. Harvey Weinstein and the board of his former studio have reached a nearly $19 million settlement with dozens of sexual misconduct accusers. Weinstein was convicted in a criminal case earlier this year. The father of a U.S. Marine killed last year in Afghanistan wants to know whether Russian money was behind the car bomb attack that also killed two other Americans. It comes as the Trump administration faces a barrage of questions.
The White House press secretary won't say whether information about Russian bounties was put before the president on paper.
I will never sit here and confirm or deny what is in a top secret document.
But Kayleigh McEnany insists the allegation about Russia wasn't worthy of being brought to the president's attention verbally.
This intelligence still has not been verified.
And she blasts the sources who've shared it with news outlets.
These are rogue intelligence officers who are imperiling our troops' lives.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas, Asia correspondent Ramy Innocencio says there's been action taken under a brand new Chinese national security law in Hong Kong.
The first person to be arrested under the new law was accused of possessing a Hong Kong independence banner. At least two former politicians were pepper sprayed and arrested, according to local reports.
It's the 1st of July, and a new North American trade deal takes effect.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, so named by President Trump, will have a big impact on the auto industry. In order for autos to be exported tariff-free, they'll now need to include more North American content. Mexico must also pay higher wages to skilled workers and do more to eliminate illegal child labor. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
New laws have taken hold in three states today, raising the minimum wage: Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon. Minor league baseball players don't earn much, and this season has now been canceled for all levels. Officials estimate more than half of the 160 minor league teams are in danger of failing without help from investors or the government. The heroes of the coronavirus pandemic in Great Britain are being honored in song. Here's CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker in London.
It's called Never to Forget, the London Symphony Choir singing the names of health workers lost to COVID-19.
It's very important to me that each name is heard once very clearly on its own.
Composer Howard Goodall, one of those names, belongs to Abu Sidani's mother, Rahima.
To see my mum's name there and hear my mum's name as part of that, it does mean a lot.
Alto Joe Buchan's husband, Gav, spent a month in intensive care with COVID.
We both owe so much to the NHS, and so does the country.
122 names in this song, but with COVID still raging here, this remains a work in progress. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 1st of July, 2020. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.